Do you know the story of the glowing face of Moses? When Moses went up Mount Sinai to receive from God the covenant, in particular the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone, he spent some time in the presence of God. And as a result, the radiance of God's glory made a visual impression on the uncovered part of Moses, his face. When he came down from the mountain, his face had this unusual glow, which the people noticed, and it scared them. Because of the fear of the people, it was decided that Moses would wear a veil. One reason why, according to 2 Corinthians, was to keep the people from noticing how that glow eventually faded and the face of Moses became normal again. Today, we will read a lengthier section of 2 Corinthians, and as we do that, we can listen for the progression. The progression goes from the veiled face of Moses to the unveiled faces of people under the new covenant, and the connection is also made to the face of Jesus Christ. In this section, we also can listen for how the old covenant differs from the new covenant and what specifically makes the new covenant better, especially better for us. Reading from 2 Corinthians 3, beginning with verse 4. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses, because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Can we identify those differences between the Old and the New Covenant, or to simplify things, between the law of Moses in particular, and the gospel of Christ? Certainly the Old Covenant was a good thing. It had glory, as Paul said. This glory was specifically the glory of God's holiness being demonstrated. It also had a ministry. It served people in a certain way. However, we're told that this ministry amounted to condemnation and death. The problem here was not with the Old Covenant itself, but with the people's failure to obey it. Because of all the sins, well, the best the Old Covenant could do was show people what their sins were, hand down the verdict of guilty from God, and along with that verdict, the sentence of death. The New Covenant, meanwhile, would have greater glory, not only because it would outlast the Old Covenant and become permanent, but also because it would do what the Old Covenant could not do. The New Covenant has the power of the Spirit to make people alive with faith. And its ministry is the opposite of condemnation. It's a ministry of righteousness, which has to mean justification, the forgiveness of our sins. When you hear Paul say righteousness here, you can think of God seeing the righteousness of Christ covering us, making us righteous in His eyes. Truly an act of salvation that has nothing to do with what we do and everything with what Christ has done. Yes, thanks be to our Savior and to the Holy Spirit, who have made us not only the people of the New Covenant, but its messengers, its ministers in a way. For whenever we share the good news, it will have this same power of blessing others the same way that it has truly blessed us. Amen.